Welcome back, dear learners. In this lecture, we will be discussing the most common errors in academic writing. We have discussed the grammatical errors, we have discussed the cohesion and coherence, and section-wise language tips. Now, what next? In this lecture, we will be focusing the most common mistakes students and researchers make while writing their manuscripts. This lecture is based on the work done by two scientists, Bob Connors and Andrea Lunsford, who surveyed 21,000 essays and then concluded these 20 most common mistakes. Let's begin pointing out these things one by one. First mistake is apostrophic confusion. So what is the rule to cope with that? Don't use the contractions. It shows possession. It is used for it is or it has, but meaning is different in both the cases. Next mistake is misplaced or dangling modifier. Put modifier close to the word they modify. For example, noting down carefully, people answered the questionnaire. It's wrong. What is the correct thing? People answered the questionnaire and we noted carefully. Or it may be in this way also, that we noted down carefully when people were answering the questionnaire. Now the next mistake is fused or run-on sentences. What is the rule for this? Independent clauses must be separated with a comma and a coordinating conjunction. Coordinating conjunction, Britishers learn this with fanboys. Fan, F for for, A for and, N for nor, B for but, O for or, Y for yet, and as for so. So use these coordinating conjunctions effectively and get rid of this mistake. For example, boys liked the movie, girls did not like it. So how we can correct it? Boys liked the movie, comma, but girls did not like it. This is the right sentence. Now the next mistake is unnecessary commas. Do not place comma unnecessarily. What the rule exactly says? Do not place comma around elements that restrict or define the meaning of another part of the sentence. For example, the persons were shown the movie, comma, Titanic, comma, in seminar hall. This is wrong. What is the right way? The persons were shown the movie Titanic in seminar hall. The next error is pronouns and antecedents disagreement. What is the rule? Pronouns must match their antecedents. What are the antecedents? The words they substitute for. In number, case, and gender. Indefinite pronouns have their own rule. Everybody, everyone, everything, each, either, and neither always take singular form. While any, all, more, most, some, and none can be either singular or plural. So, wisely use them. Next mistake is missing comma in a series. What is the rule? Do not skip the final comma when listing three or more items. You know, the standard rule is to put comma before the and, but many times it is exempted. It is not rendered as a grammatical mistake. The next thing is subject and verb disagreement. Subject and verb disagreement. We have discussed this earlier also. What is the rule? A subject must agree with this verb in number and person. Can you come up with some examples in discussion forum? I'll be waiting for the example pinpointly for this mistake specifically. Okay. Now let's move to the next mistake we commit. wrong tense or verb form. What is the rule? Verb should match time or order indicated by the context. And use correct form of irregular verb. Next is sentence fragment. What's the rule says? Adding a period does not complete a sentence. So while you are fragmenting the sentence, always remember the thing where you are putting the period. It should make a complete sentence. Next is unnecessary shift in pronouns. What's the rule says? Do not shift to second person after starting with the third person. The next rule is the unnecessary shift in tense. Rule says stick to one tense. You can roam here and there. Sometimes you are talking in present tense, sometimes in past tense. No, it is not going to work. Missing or misplaced apostrophe. Rule says add apostrophe S to show possession, but not after a plural ending in S. So place the apostrophe perfectly. Next mistake is comma splice. What the rule says, do not use a comma by itself to combine sentences. Wrong or missing prepositions. Rule says, preposition can be tricky. Review uses guides and look up words you are not sure about, like between versus among, beside versus besides. So avoid the wrong or missing prepositions. Wrong or missing verb ending. What the rule says? When revising, make sure you have not left off any verb or chosen the wrong verb. Missing comma with a non-restrictive element. Rule says that add comma to set apart elements that do not restrict or define another part of the sentence. You know, it is little bit different from the previous mistakes regarding the comma. Wrong word. Rule says do not depend on spell checker or autocorrection. Accept versus accept. Manager versus manger. Both are correct. But in context, what is right will be rendered as the right word. Spelling is not completely governing factor. It is the context and the meaning which should be complete and contemporary. It should be contemporary and meaningful. Sentence, it should yield a meaningful, complete, contemporary meaning. Always remember this thing. Don't rely on the spell checker. Now, let's move to the another mistake. That is missing comma in compound sentence. Rule says, if you combine two complete sentences, you must separate them with a comma and coordinating conjunctions. Remember, fanboys. So use these coordinating conjunctions for joining the compound sentences. Vague pronoun reference. Rule says, do not use a pronoun unless it is clear to the reader what it stands for. This, that, these, those, who, whom, whose, which, etc. The last mistake, missing comma after the introductory element. What the rule says? Place a comma after anything that comes before your main clause. Comma after therefore, however, moreover must be there. Dear learners, see the examples of each and every type of error and learn to avoid these mistakes. You can also go through the further links which we have given to practice avoiding these mistakes. Now, apart from these mistakes, there are some important things which must be avoided when you are writing for your research or when you are writing for your academic purposes. So, in the list of most common mistakes, we can add these things like do not use, number one, vague or casual words or language like a bit of, sort of, actually. Don't use these words. Don't use acronyms. Don't use slangs. Don't use phrasal verbs. Idioms like A1, it is the A1 work. No, you cannot mention it in the academic writing. Avoid the contractions. Do not use the contractions like don't, isn't. Rather, you should write do not, isn't, is not. Write is not, not the isn't. And among the phrasal verbs, you should avoid the takeaway. The academic writing is more formal and objective. Our purpose is very formal. We cannot use any casual language, you cannot use any vague statement. So always stick to the basics of language in academic writing. In our next lecture, we will be discussing about the different styles of writing.